Grace to you and peace in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let me begin by saying Merry Christmas. It's good to see you all here this morning on this beautiful Christmas morning. Cool and crisp out today as I was driving down Congress coming into the church this morning. It's one of the few times there were no cars on Congress. And it just had a beautiful, beautiful view of the Capitol. It was really something. I trust and I hope that you all had a wonderful evening last night, a night of worship and food and family and presents and memories and laughter. And I hope that carries over into your fellowship with your family and friends today also. Because of our church stuff and such as the pastor's family, we don't usually get around to opening gifts until about 4 p.m. or so on Christmas afternoon. So sometime later on today, when we as a family will finally sit down and begin to open our presents and share memories and the like. And there's no telling what stories and what memories will be triggered in our minds as we spend that time together. But one thing is certain, in our house, there's going to be lots and lots of laughter. That's one thing that's pretty consistent in our home from year to year as we celebrate Christmas. In fact, the more Christmases that we have under our collective family belt, the more memories that we have to look back upon, and the more things to laugh about. And my guess and my hope is that the same thing is true for you also. And rightly so, for Christmas is not only a time of great joy for all people, as the angel, of course, proclaimed to the shepherds, it's also a time for laughter. In fact, just the mere thought of Christmas brought laughter to the heart and the mind of God. The psalm appointed for this day, for today, Christmas Day, as we read before, is Psalm 2. It's a psalm that was originally used by the Jewish people as a coronation psalm. It was to be sung as the Israelites crowned their new king. It's also a prophetic psalm, for it looks forward to the time when God's own son would be coronated as the king over God's people. And thus, it is appropriate that this psalm would be the appointed psalm for Christmas Day, for today is the day when God's Son, Jesus, entered our world to establish His kingdom to be among us, and for Him to reign then as our King. I'd like to read the words A few of the words of the psalm again. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against His anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Do you hear that? The Lord laughs and He scoffs at those who would conspire against Him. The same thought is recorded by King David in Psalm 37, verse 13. David wrote this: "The Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows that their day is coming. Of course, meaning the day of their demise and the day of his son's victory. And then one more time in Psalm 59, again, David wrote, "Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You scoff at all those nations." And so we see that the very thought of Christmas, that day which would mark the birth of God's Son into this world as a flesh and blood man, was a day of great laughter for God. And it still is. For as we learned last night on our Christmas Eve worship service, the reason the Son of Man came into this world, came here as one of us, was to destroy the devil's work. He came to us at Christmas so that he could die for us on Good Friday and rise for us on Easter Sunday. Jesus was born at Bethlehem so that he could die and rise at Jerusalem, thereby defeating the powers of sin, death, and the power of the devil. His earthly mission was a mission of destruction. He came to destroy everything and everyone that stood or stands between us and God. And it's because of his victorious battle that our sins have been forgiven, that our life with God in eternity has been secured. And thus, God laughs at all those who would oppose him and all those who would oppose us. For he knows that his son Jesus has already conquered all the forces of evil in the spiritual realm through his death on the cross and through his resurrection from the grave. And he also knows that when his son Jesus returns to this earth on the last day, that he will lay to waste all the forces of evil in the physical realm as well. And so, God laughs at the wicked, and he scoffs at all of those who oppose him, for he knows the day of their doom is coming, and the day of our eternal victory in Jesus is at hand. And that's all true because of Christmas. Because Jesus, the Son of God, entered our world as a baby to die our death as a man, to rise as our Savior, and to return as our King. In the very thought of his Son's victory over evil, and his son's redemption of and reign over his people brings God such joy and such pleasure that he laughs. As we share family memories on this day of Christmas, and as we laugh at those memories, may we know that God laughs with us and for us also. In the same way that our family memories bring us such great joy, God's family memories do the same for him. For as we remember the funny gifts and the silly stories that bring smiles to our faces, he remembers that his son Jesus came into this world and defeated sin, death, and the power of the devil. And thus, amidst our laughter and our presence and our celebrations, may we remember that sacrifice and that victory which brings laughter and joy to the heart and the mind of God also. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our newborn and our living Lord and Savior, amen.